Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about neural processing units, or NPUs. Buckle up, because this is fascinating stuff.
NPUs? I've heard the term, but I'm fuzzy on the details. So what are they, and why the hype?
Think of it this way. CPUs are like super organized accountants, crunching numbers logically. NPUs, on the other hand, are more like, well, brains. They mimic the brain's structure, working in parallel, doing tons of tiny calculations simultaneously. That's where the tera operations per second, or TOPS, comes in.
So, like a massive interconnected network, not a single powerful processor.
Exactly. This parallel architecture is what makes them so good at things like image recognition. They can identify edges in a photo, for instance, by running filters over every area simultaneously. CPUs struggle with that kind of task. It takes them ages.
Got it. So why didn't we always have these brain chips if the idea is so old?
Well, the concept goes back to the 1940s, but it took decades for the tech to catch up. Early neural networks just couldn't compete with traditional computers. It wasn't until deep learning took off in the 2000s, thanks to speech recognition, that NPUs got a second chance.
So deep learning is key here. What does that mean for us now?
Deep learning is like giving the NPU a training manual. We feed it massive datasets, images, text, whatever, and it learns to identify patterns. Think of removing people from photos on your phone or Google's circle to search. That's your NPU in action.
Oh, wow. I use those features all the time. I never realized there was so much going on behind the scenes.
Right? And it's only getting started. Companies like Apple, IBM, and Google poured billions into developing these chips. Now we're seeing NPUs in laptops, powering Copilot Plus PCs with features like Recall, which gives your computer a photographic memory. Imagine being able to instantly find anything you've ever seen on your screen.
Hold on. Photographic memory. Sounds a bit creepy, privacy-wise.
I see your point. There are definitely privacy concerns. Early versions of Recall faced criticism for exactly that reason. Microsoft says they've improved security, but it's still something to be mindful of. It's a trade-off. Amazing new features versus potential privacy risks.
So, more power, more possibilities, but also more responsibility, I guess. What's next for NPUs? Are they going to take over the world?
Haha, maybe not take over, but definitely become more pervasive. Experts predict TOPS will double every year or two, leading to incredible new possibilities. Imagine creating realistic AI art locally on your computer, or having a personal AI agent that anticipates your needs because it's been learning your habits as you work.
Personalized news with my favorite AI avatar presenter, a fitness tracker that knows when I'm stressed and need a break. It sounds like science fiction.
It does, doesn't it? But this fiction is rapidly becoming reality. We're talking NPUs in everything from TVs to fitness trackers, maybe even humanoid robots that understand us better than any human. The future is, well, it's neural.
I'm definitely intrigued. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
My pleasure. And thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next time with more fascinating tech talk. Until then, keep exploring the amazing world of NPUs.
Goodbye.